Okay, Chevra, we're learning Yerideya. I know we're learning Simen Kuf Vav, and some of the topics that we spoke about in Simen Kuf Vav yesterday are the questions of Efshel Solchato Aser B'Sha'ar Yisurim, or the Efshel Solchato is going to be Mutter B'Sha'ar Yisurim. And we noted that what it says here in Simen Kuf Vav is that even according to those who do not say Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim, the Efshel Solchato is going to be Aser B'Sha'ar Yisurim. But we pointed out that there seems to be a stira between what it says in Simen Kuf Vav, B'das HaMechaber, that Efshel Solchato is Aser B'Sha'ar Yisurim, what it says in Simen Sadi Beis, that Efshel Solchato is going to be Mutter B'Sha'ar Yisurim L'Chayra. Because in Simen Sadi Beis, in Sif Dalet, we encounter Befevish that the Mechaber speaks about a case that we only say Chatich Anasas Nevela by Basar B'Chola, but B'Sha'ar Yisurim, for example, Kizayis of Chaylev that's absorbed in the Chaticha, and there's no Shishim to be Mevatol, and it becomes Aser, and then you cook it with something else. So then all you need is Shishim Keneged the Chaylev. You don't need Shishim Keneged the entire Chaticha, because we don't say Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim. Ve'oz, and then when you cook this Chaticha with the chaylev in it, and then the chaylev diffuses out of the chaticha, afilu chaticha atzma chayzeres liyos muteres. The Mechaber says that even that chaticha becomes mutter. And we pointed out that this lechora is so say the Mechaber here in Kuf Vav Se'if Aleph. And we noted that the Shach and the Taz there in Sadi Beis have something to say. The Shach basically says, Enochanami Sestira, over there it's going like the Tor, over here it's going like the Rashba. The Shach said something that's very hard to read into the words. He said that there in Sadi Beis are really talking about whether it's considered Chaticha Riyo Hiskabeh. Right, that's what the Shach said. We pointed out that the Be'er Hagola by us has another answer. The Be'er Hagola Tainas, that there in Simen Tzadi Beis is saying that Min HaTaira, it's not going to be a problem. In Kuf Vav, when we say that it's going to be a problem by Efshel Seichdai, that's a Din Rabbanan. That's what the Be'er Hagola answered. Then we have to go weiter. From here, that calls as Chazara. But from here on, I think we're going to say a teeny bit new. The Be'er Hagola's assumption that our Din of Efshel Seichdai Aser is a Din Rabbanan, even according to those that it's Aser, is argued upon by the Rav Chavastas. The Chavastas by us in Kuf Vav has a razzle-dazzle mahalach that basically Rav Soloveitchik said in half a sentence, but the Chavastas develops a whole theory and a theme, and it's really interesting. The Chavastas, first of all, has like half a ha'ara regarding the din of Kichal. If you remember, the Beis Yosef asked on the tour, you're telling me the Efshel Seichdai is going to be mutter, even though the by Kechal the thing remains aser. So we said over yesterday the teretz of the Taz, that the Taz answered that Kechal is considered basar b'chalav. By basar b'chalav, everyone has to hold the Efshel Seichdai is going to be aser, since there is chanan, but basar b'chalav has to be Efshel Seichdai is going to be aser. The Chavastas, though, has an approach that Kechal is different than everything else, but in the opposite direction. You see, we mentioned that Efshel Seichdai is going to be Aser. That's why we pass in the Kuf Vav. But Efshel HaFrido, if I could remove the entire Iser Mikol V'Kol, in that situation it's going to be Mutter. Kechal is interesting, because Kechal is one of those rare cases that you can mamish remove the entire Iser. Kechal is an udder. So there's some milk in the udder. The Gemara says that I can get the milk out a process called kriya. You like make an X on it and you slap it against the wall and all the milk comes out. That means that kechal is really shayich to have the din of efshel hafridai, and if that's the case, maybe it's not analogous at all to our case, where the lum this way should be usher, is because maybe you're not going to be able to get the whole thing out. By us, we could argue that it might be even impossible to be maflet to the entire isser, but by kechal, we know for sure it's possible to get it out, so therefore the case of kechal is not analogous. That's sort of what the Chavastas is saying. Now, it's interesting that it's going in the opposite direction what the Taz said, no? The Taz is saying that kechal is more of a reason why it should be Efshel Seichdai Aser, right? What we're saying over here is that kechal is more of a reason why it should be mutter. Bahayotzei, what the Chavistas is proving in this first nekuda is just that you can't be medame kechal to other cases of esher v'sochta. Then the Chavistas goes on. And the Chavistas asks a kasha, a fundamental kasha. L'cha'ora kasha, mehecha teisi esher v'sochta should be aser. L'maisa the chaticha is not nasis nevela, so te'imas kfeila really should help, and why on earth would I ever say eshel seichta is aser? In fact, the chavistas, what's the logic to assume that this piece of meat is going to be aser? And the chavistas says, nireh, that the reason is based on the Mordechai. The Gemara in Yevamos speaks about a Yevama sherakik adam. Now the halacha is that a Yevama has to spit to the Yevam. It's not like it's a play, you know? There's a few areas of halacha that's really choreographed. This is what we do. Kocha! Right? This is what we do then. We have a whole, you know, she spits. It's really a play. And let's say when she spits, blood comes out rather than saliva. Is that considered spitting? So the Gemara says that it's considered spitting because it's e'efshar b'lo tzichtzuchei rok. E'efshar l'dam b'lo tzichtzuchei rok. With the dam, there's always going to be some drops of blood. With the dam, there's always going to be some drops of saliva that come out also. So the Mordechai asks Akash, he says, v'shteyach nesht. I don't understand. L'maisa, so there's a little bit of rok in there, but achrei kechlos hakol, whatever amount of rok that I have should be bottled to the dam. Now there's more dam than reik. So even if there's a little bit of rok, let's use our ordinary halachic principle called betel, and let's say that the reik is bottle. So the Mordechai develops a yisod that there can't be betel in the case where the reik is mixed with the dam, because bittul means something that I used to have heter, and I used to have iser, and they were separate, and now they come together. The kahai gavna could say that there's koach of the heter to be mevatel the iser. Since the heter had its own existence beforehand, I could say the heter is able to overcome the iser. But when you have an iser and a heter who are born together, the Roke and the dam were together the whole time. If they're together the whole time, so then the dam doesn't have the koyach to be mevatel the roke, because it was like nola b'taruvus. That's the yisod of the Mordechai. Therefore, based on this comes from the Chavistas, and the Chavistas says, now we can explain my efshar l'seichata is going to be aser. Right, this is like brilliant, like totally. If anyone would say something like this in Moshe, I'd say, you know, you're a nice guy and all that, but like you're smoking something. What the heck? Like, who thinks in these terms? But the Chavistas is really, really very, very smart. So Chavistas says, what I see from the Mordechai is that bittul is only shayach when the items had independent existence beforehand and now come together, and at the moment of coming together, that's when bittul sets in. But lu yitzuyer, if when the items come together, bittul does not take place, so consequently bittul cannot take place afterwards either. I see from the Mordechai that the dam and the reik can't be bottled, because at the moment when they first come into existence, they're not going to be bottled in that case, because they were noila b'taruvus. Even if somehow, right, somehow, I don't know, like separation would take place after something, it doesn't matter, because the din of bittul sets in at that first moment. That's the yisod of this Mordechai. And therefore, efshar l'sochato is going to be aser, because at the moment when they came into existence in the world, right, it was going to be aser. The iser and the heter are aser right at the beginning. And not only are they usher, but the heter and the iser come together and they form one chefza. You see, in the Mordechai's case, I'm giving like a little bit of darsheni to what the chavistas means. But in the Mordechai's case, the dam and the roke, the pshat is that it's one entity, and therefore it's one entity can't be mevata one another. So also, in the case of Efshem HaSeichtei Osir, the reason is because the Isra and the Heter become one entity, and the whole thing becomes Osir at that moment. Because it's no same time. Once that happens, that the Isra and the Heter come together, and it forms one entity, that means that the Heter also takes on some status of Isra. So Memela, if later on the Isser leaves, it won't help, because the Heter already took on some status of Isser, even though I'm not merely saying Chanan, right? Because we're not holding of Chanan Mishar Yisurim, but since at the moment when they came together, it wasn't Batal. And when it's not Batal, if I would eat the two of them together, the din of Tam Ke'ikr would tell me that the Heter is Mitzdarif to the Isser, and it's Mashlim the Shear. So therefore, the Heter did have some Isser properties. Once the Heter had some Isser properties, so that Heter can never be Mevatel on Isser afterwards. Ad kan divrei chavistas. Now, Drury, you have a rebuttal.
No, I mean, even though it's a Tom, only Rebbe Tom says Tom Kicker is inside to the Shear, and Rebbe Tom says there is Kanan Mishar Yisrael.
Rebbe Tom
says there is Kanan Mishar Yisrael.
Correct, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's true. But again, La Halacha, we may pass going like the Rebbe Tom. I'll say it like that. Even when we're not holding up Kanan Mishar Yisurim, but La Halacha, we do possibly hold like the Rebbe Tom. Oh, now, the other Rebbe Tom. Now comes along the Imre Baruch in his Hagos on the Chavistas, which is found in the back of the Chavistases. It's like two pages of Imre Baruch. So the Imre Baruch, it's not written by Rabbi Simon. The Imre Baruch is, I don't remember who. Not Rabbi Simon. So the Imre Baruch says, first of all, he doesn't understand the whole Chavistas. Because the Mordechai is only talking about Bitol Berov. The Dam and the Rok, it's only in the Bitol Berov. If there's Bitol B'Shishim, everyone would hold. It's Kamandalasa entirely. That's point one. Point two, he says, and these are his words, Guf HaSavara Hu Rechoka L'Das Kamuvan. Right? The Svar of the Chavistas is very hard to understand. U'befrat, D'divya Mordechai Enam Ela Hecha Sheheter Odenu Eno Nikar. V'hocha Gabi Chaticha La'achar Schita He'iser Mashu HaNishar Eno Nikar. V'guf HaChaticha Nikaresi. Right, but the Imre Baruch is asking, he says, the Chavistas is saying because the Reich is not Nikar inside the Dam. But, in our situation, after you cook it out, so then the Isser and the Heter are Nikar, as being separate, you take this piece of meat, and it doesn't have any Isser in it, so L'cha'ora, the Mordechai is not really applicable. That's the Imre Baruch's Taina on the Chavistas. Okay, it's a Taina. I'm not sure exactly what to do with it. But there's a few other points, though, that are worth mentioning. Reb Fivel Cohen, in the Badei HaShulchan on Basar B'Cholov, page Kuf Nun. Reb Fivel over there digs up the Svara of the Chavistas. And I should point out, by the way, that the Chavistas' Svara is telling me a din d'oraisa. In other words, according to the Be'er Hagola, the reason why, according to Be'er Hagola, when I say Efshal Seichle Aser, it's a din d'rabbanon. But the Chavistas is tining the Efshal Seichle Aser is a din d'oraisa, just like your Yotzei Chalitza with the roke mixed with dam, right? So it's a din d'oraisa according to the Chavistas. That's very different than the Be'er HaGolah. That's point one. But Reb Fivel Cohen points out in the Badei HaShulchan on page Kuf Nun that he thinks that the whole svar of the Chavistas is very difficult for another reason. We said over here in Se'if Aleph that This din of Efshel Seichatai Aser, which the Mechaber Paskins like in Kuvav, is only true if a chaticha, if a chunk of meat, gets an Iser in it. But if I have a Dara Hanivla V'nimuach, if Dam falls into a Rotav, so then, my Achar Kach Nisrabe HaRotav Shoheter, so much so that there's Shishim Levatel the Dam, everything is Mutter Shakol Nivlav Nisarev. In other words, that by lach belach, we're not going to say Efshel Sochto is Aser. No? Beit HaRuv is a lach belach, we won't say Efshel Sochto is Aser. Now, if I take the Chavis Das as the rationale behind Efshel Sochto, that once Iser set in, so then it can't become Mutter ever because the Heter also became Iser, as it were. So first of all, the Chavis Das himself is talking about a case of lach belach. He's talking about rok with dam. Das heißt lach belach. By the way, it's also talking about shichvas zera. Iefshar, if a zav has shichvas zera that comes out, the Gemara Nida says, Iefshar le shichvas zera shein ma'urav bo tzuchei ziva. No? There's a little bit of zav. Zav, by the way, word to the wise, you don't want to get it. It might be gonorrhea. It's really bad. Right? You don't want it. But Iefshar without Tzuche Ziva, I should still say it's a bottle. The Teretz is the same thing. It's no Lebetarubis, it's no bottle, which means that the Isra and the Heter have to be Nikr, etc. And once the Heter became Aser, it can never become Mutter again, which is the din of Efshar Seichle. But hello, those cases are talking about Taruvis of Lach Belach. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's no such thing as Efshel Seichto Aser by Lach Belach. Right? So this is why Reb Fivel Cohen really in a big time sort of way does not like the Chavis Das. Look there in the Badei HaShulchan on Bosu V'Cholav page Kuf Nun, where he really does not like it. But I should note,
If the heter becomes somewhat iser, then how is it being the star for the rest of the day to be the bato iser?
If the heter, in other words, you're talking about in the case of Chanan b'shari surim, according to the Mechaber, that we don't hold with Chanan, how is it mitzdarif? So I think what it means is that kol zman that they're together, it is the heter has a sickle iser status. If additional stuff is added to it, so then I'm going to reevaluate the situation, and at that point I'll say that Lemaisa is Heter. But Kozman, they're together, it has
so
to.
Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch then say that if we have that piece is Aser?
That piece is Aser, because Efshel Sochto is Aser.
Right.
Kozman, it's together, remains Aser. And when I cook it out, that piece is still together. Isn't the Heter have never completely left? Right, that's precisely what it means.
And even with the rest of the Gedera, the piece of the Isser and the Heter are still together.
So that's what Efshel Sochto Aser means.
So why is it being Mitzdarif?
Now, Mitzdarif is just a simen that the Heter became Isser in the sense of, since were I to eat a kizayis of Heter and Isser together, I would get Malkus.
Right.
So that shows that the stuff that you're calling Heter really has some Isser properties.
But it's still Heter. Because it's being
the
start of the rest of the heter to be
mevatel
my
iser. Kilape, this item itself, it has some heter properties, so it can't be mevatel the iser that's part of this item itself.
But it is being mevatel.
Later on, it's going to. In which case?
When
we're not like speaking to each other.
Okay, when I'm cooking it with other pieces, if I have 59 other pieces, right, with this one piece, and my heter will be even start with those 59 other pieces to be the bottle of the iser that's inside it.
Right.
But if we're saying that Efshel Sochto, if we're saying this is Pshat and Efshel Sochto is Aser, that the heter becomes somewhat Aser,
mm-hmm.
then if it has Aser iser properties, then how is it able to be even start with the rest of the heter to be the bottle of its own iser?
Right. That's a good kasha. With respect to the item itself, it can't be bottled. With respect to the chaticha itself, we won't allow betel to take place. But when my shayla is not only on the item itself, when my shayla is a larger shayla, we're saying that's the same thing, right? The 59 to 1. I'm not sure. I'd have to go through this Chavis Das again and see. Okay, but Bekitzer, the Chavis Das's idea is that there's a din to Oraisa that's not going to be bottled, which is against the Ber Hagola. And we pointed out that there's kashas from the dinim of Lach Belach, al kol panim. How come by Lach Belach we should also say that Efshel Sochta is going to be Osir, yet we pass him by Lach Belach, Efshel Sochta is going to be Mutter? That's another kasha. And based on that kasha, I don't know why not based on your kasha, but based on this kasha, is why Reb Chaim Cohen thinks that the entire Chavis Das is totally gone. It's like he dismisses the entire thing based on this kasha. If you look in the Shirim of the Rav, on page Reish Pei Zayin, so Rav Soloveitchik basically says the Chavis Das, but he says it in a much shorter and concise way. His line is, Ein bittul, ela betilas hataruvus. End of conversation. Right? Bittul has to set in right at the beginning. If bittul didn't set in, so then it can't be bottle later on. We had dinim of Eim of Atlanis v'lechatzchila and the like, which sounds like it really could be bottle. It wasn't bottle, but tchilas hataruvus. So the Rav answered that those cases is considered that there's a new tchilas hataruvus. When you add additional substance, there is a new tchilas hataruvus. This is similar to the idea that we said way back when in Kuf Tes. We said a svara like this. We pointed out from the Yag Yehuda. Let's say I have we had a discussion in the Shach and in the other Achronim. If I have a taruvus of chabetrei, so it's going to be bottle, right? Isser beheter chabetrei is going to be bottle. And then we discussed that maybe we follow Rov Minyan, not Rov Binyan, which means that the way a cheshbenoi is chabetrei is based on how many pieces you have, but it doesn't matter the size of the pieces. So let's say I have a piece of 1 hectare and 2 iser, and I'm not sure which is which, so it's all going to be osir, right? But then maybe what I could do is chop up all the pieces into more pieces, right? So now I'm going to have more hectare, right? More hectare than iser, even though, right? Remember we had this? So the Yag Yehuda raised this question, and he said, well, I don't know. So we gave an answer from the Megillah Sefer that no, that the only time we discuss a case of Chozer V'Neir, or it's the opposite way, I have 1 iser to 2 hectare, right? So it's going to be bottle, Chad B'Trei. Then if I cut up the iser, so should I say the bitter goes away, it's like Chozer V'Neir? So he said, no, we're only going to say Chozer V'Neir when you add substance. Right? When you don't add substance, not chozer v'neir. The lumdus over there is, when I add substance, it becomes a new taruvus. But when I don't add substance, it's the same old taruvus. And the same old taruvus, once you pass on that taruvus, it can't be bottled. Good. The question, though, that we have to talk about with this din of lach belach is a little more intriguing as well. Because, let's go back. Efshel Seichta is Aser by a davar that's a chaticha, but Efshel Seichta by a liquid, lach belach, is going to be mutter. That's what it says in the Mechaber. Why is that? Why is the Efshel Seichta is going to be mutter? Or it should still be aser, just like there's an Efshel Seichta aser by a chaticha, it should apply by a davar lach as well. So one could argue that this should depend on the discussion between the Torah Sabayis HaKatzer and the Torah Sabayis HaAruch that we focused on last time. According to Taras Abayis HaKotzer, the reason why Ershel Sechta is Osir is because you're not completely removing all the Isser. Kol Zman is a Shtikal Isser there, so the item remains Osir. According to Taras Abayis HaAruch, the rationale is that Ershel Sechta is going to be Osir because maybe it's still Nosin Tam. The Torah's Abayis HaAruch might mean something to the effect of that when Isser hits a Chaticha of Heter, so then even though subsequently I cook it and the Isser diffuses to the rest of the pot, but diffusion doesn't happen equally. The item where the Isser hit initially has more of a concentrated Isser in it, and that item should have mehechatesi, the diffusion will go out from that item completely, and could be that's still going to be nice in time, that item. Right, that's a Taras Abayis HaAruch Svara, no? The Isser hits the Heter, and yes, you're right, you cook it, and there's diffusion, and the Isser leaves Al Yedei the subsequent cooking, but because it hit this piece originally, so Mistavra, says the Torah Sabayis HaAruch, then the Isser remains more potently in that one piece. This is probably, it seems to Schwartz, the Rashba L'shitaso. Because the Rashba himself had the same Sevara by Tzli. If you remember way back when, like 2 weeks ago, whenever we learned this, so we said with respect to Tzli that there's a machlokes harishonim, whether Tzli asks kedei klipa or kedei netila. Tosis tainas that Tzli really asks kedei netila, right? And the Rashba tainas are fundamentally Tzli asks kedei klipa. I, the Gemara of Psachim, says that's asr kedei netila, but not of meirotvo v'chazar elav, it's going to be asr kedei netila. So the Rashba answered that when we say it's asr kedei netila, that means that one point of contact is going to be asr kedei netila, but everything else is going to be asr kedei klipa. When it touches something else, it's going to only asr kedei klipa. Because, as the Rashba explains, the point of contact has a more concentrated isser. That is exactly the same type of Svara that the Rashba is saying over here in the Torah Habayis HaAruch. But Mecha'ora, when I talk about Lach B'Lach, and there's no Efshal Seichdai Aser by Lach B'Lach, that Svara is very reasonable if I hold like the Torah Habayis HaAruch's Svara. You see, the Torah Habayis HaAruch is saying that when it hits a Chaticha, there's more of a concentrated Iser over here. And subsequently, even though there's diffusion, but who says the diffusion is even? And this one piece that I hit originally should remain usr. Now, I could say that when I'm talking about a solid. But when I'm talking about liquid, I'm talking about lach b'lach, so everyone who knows anything about chemistry realizes that by lach b'lach, right? Realizes that by lach b'lach, diffusion is going to be instant. In a liquid, the diffusion is consistent. In a solid, I could say, oh, well, it hit this substance first, and the diffusion isn't equal. Maybe there's going to be a lot that remains over here. Maybe it's going to be usr. So in the Torah's Habayis HaAruch world, I could hear the Svara why lach b'lach should be mutter. But in the Torah's Habayis HaKotzer world, that the isr is going to... In the Torah's Habayis HaKotzer world, that because there's a teeny bit of Isser that remains, in, it's not poilek mimeno legamrei, therefore it has to remain Osir, so by lach b'lach it should also remain Osir. Why is it that Efshel Sechta is mutter by lach b'lach? Lecha Ora, according to the Torah's Habayis HaKotzer, and Lecha Ora we pointed out from the Prima Gadim in Sadi Beis Yud Aleph, we hold like the Torah's Habayis HaKotzer because that was written later. So how come it's going to be mutter in this case? That is the kasha. So the Prima Gadim over here has a very interesting lashon, no? Lo yishayich efshel softo aser. He's talking about lach b'lach. There's a Prima Gadim sifkat and aleph in the sif seidas. Kevon de nivlal b'shove hevelei ki ilu nafal ato ha'iser. I think what the Prima Gada means, and if you look in the Bani HaShulchan Sif Katin Yud, he's saying that you, but when it comes to a Davar Yavesh, that the Isra hits a Davar Yavesh, there are two different stages. There's stage one that this is Asr, and then stage two is the subsequent diffusion. By the Davar Lach, everything happens automatically. So it's everything is a Shas HaTaruvis. The oneness of Efshar something being other is because something along the lines of what we said a minute ago, that Ein Bittul Ela B'Tchilas HaTaruvis, and Tchilas HaTaruvis was Asr, therefore it has to remain Asr. But by Lach B'Lach, it's always Tchilas HaTaruvis. Right? I can't say that there's a stage one and then a stage two. It's all the same. That, I think, is the mahalach of the Pri Megadon. Another mahalach that the Bani HaShulchan takes to answer this kasha is something that we discussed earlier this year as well, which is that maybe there is no such thing as blios when it comes to lach b'lach. Maybe lach b'lach is a din of taruvis, not blios. Right? What's blios? Blios means that the isser is absorbed in the heter. That's shayach when I have a solid. But by lach b'lach, the pshad is that everything mixes evenly, right? We noted that the Prima Gadim in the Psicha had a question, how could Lach B'Lach ever be Mutter, according to the Rashba, that you're eating some of the Isser? Right? According to that famous Rashba in Kuf Tes. But Hayotze, one could argue, within of Efshar Sochto is like a Halacha in Blios, it's not a Din in Taruvus. So what we're trying to argue is as follows. The din that by lach b'lach, Efshar Sochta is mutter, is more reasonable according to the Torah Sabai Zaharach. We don't hold like the Torah Sabai Zaharach, so we have to say something along the lines of that everything is considered Tchilas HaTaruvis, or that lach b'lach is only considered Taruvis, it's never Blios. We have to kvetch a little bit. I don't have a good mahalach. Let's talk about one other issue, though, that might be totally in the Katzer versus the Aruch. Back to the Stira between Sadi Beis, where we paskin that Efshar Sochto is Mutter, and in Kufvav, we paskin Efshar Sochto is Aser. So the Pisrei Tshuva over here in Os Aleph quotes in the Noda Yehuda that the Noda Yehuda wanted to say that even if you hold Efshar Sochto is Aser, nonetheless, if the Iser is Min Bemino, so then Efshar Sochta is going to be Mutter. No? That's what Noda Yehuda says. If you look in the Prima Gadim in Sadi Beis Yud Aleph, so he pointed out that the Placey, who was it? He quotes the Beis Yisrael, who says that by Eino Nino it's going to be Aser, but by Min B'Mino it's going to be Mutter. And the place he says Lahepach. Right? So Noda Yehuda is saying that same type of idea which the Prima Gadim says the Machlokas between the Beis Yisrael and the Placey. Noda Yehuda says it here also. What's the hazard of this? What's the hazard that in Sadi Beis Efshar Sochta is going to be Mutter because that's talking about Min B'Mino? In Kuvav it's Min B'She'Eino Mino. Now obviously we're talking about Min B'Mino in Sadi Beis. We're talking about a min b'mino in the sense that obviously we're assuming the chelev and basar. So about shari surim. So the case is a chelev and basar. So we already had a machlokas way back when where the chelev and basar is considered min b'mino min b'she'in omino, and that's the only way of being miyash of this. If you hold the chelev and basar is min b'mino, which might mean like basar shamein, like the shach said, no? We said that according to the Taz, since you follow basar shema, so chelev and basar is always min b'she'in omino. Right? Ah. But basically, the Noda Yehuda tainas that by Min B'Mino it's going to be Mutter. By Min B'She'eino Mino, we'll say Efshar Sochto is Aser. The Hesver of this is because Efshar Sochto is the Pshat that I have a suffix. Maybe there is still Iser here that might be nice and tam. Maybe not. I don't know. Well, by Min B'Mino, a suffix is a suffix derabbanan. Like we have by Nishmat at the beginning of Tzadiches. By Min B'She'eino Mino is a suffix to Oraisa. So the Mela in Sadi Beis we're saying that Efshar Sochto is Mutter. That's Min B'Mino because we're saying Chelo Mabasa is Min B'Mino. In Kufvav, it's Aser because Min B'She'eino Mino. Because Kufvav is a suffix to Oraisa. Now, when I put this together,
I end up with the following idea, which is really interesting also. What we're saying is that Ora, this Noidi Bihuda, is based on the Svara that Esher Soto is a Suffolk Isser. Why is it a Suffolk Isser? Because Agadi, the diffusion, some Isser leaves, I don't know how much. Maybe there's Isser, maybe there isn't. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a Torah Sabayis HaAruch type of Svara. According to Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, Esher Soto Isser is not because of a Suffolk, I don't know how much Isser left. Right? The Noidi Bihuda is saying, oh, I'm making on Esher Soto by Mimdamino. Why? Because something like Yehuda, it's a suffix, and by Mimbim Mina, make on a suffix. Hello, you make on Esher Soto because of a suffix. Right? That's the Torah Sabayis HaAruch, the Sunda Tzatz of suffix. According to the Katzer, Esher Soto Aser is not based on the suffix. If you look in the Baalei HaShulchan here, page Chesen Tes in the Biurim, he machs avek with the Noda Yehuda, he dismisses the Noda Yehuda based on this Cheshvin. The Noda Yehuda is only working with the Torah Sabayis HaAruch, and we noted that we pass in the halacha like the Torah's Habayis HaKotzer. Okay, I wanted to begin Sif Beis quickly. I don't think we'll get there. Maybe tomorrow, could we have like a 10-minute share in Sif Beis? To be mashlim, or should we leave it for Thursday? We'll discuss it tomorrow. Okay, Tefra. May you be blessed.